Welcome back to Johnny B Show. It's 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Hello, B-holes. If you're just tuning in, big show planned. Not just tonight, all week long. It's going to be a busy, busy holiday season here on the Johnny B Show, as always.
I'm so stoked for this week.
I am too.
Lots of cool stuff.
I'm also stressed out.
We got this, bro.
I don't have a lot of sleep time planned. I mean, I never do, but this week's even worse.
Today, tomorrow, and Wednesday going to be aight. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, not so much.
I just want the Yuletide to be gay. You know?
Yeah.
Can we have that?
I love gay Yuletide.
It should be gay.
All the Yules and Tides should be gay.
I'm just saying.
Because there's nothing wrong with it.
It's the reason for the season.
Totally.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. We'll be doing social shout-outs in just a little bit here. So make sure you're getting your tweets in and all your other social media stuff. This weekend, I am going to be in Bradenton. So I had a couple people just tweet out and ask me where the next show is. Go to johnnybcomedy.com and you'll be able to get my schedule and find out where you can come see me in a town near you. Shout out to Palm Harbor. Everybody came out Saturday. And, of course, Orlando Sunday. Both were really, really fun shows. So I enjoyed it. So don't think I don't appreciate you people. Kara Williams came out Saturday night.
She did?
The very one and only Kara Williams. Yeah. We hung out for a long time. And we took pictures afterwards. And
I saw the pictures.
She was very specific how she wanted them done.
Oh.
She gave her camera, her phone, to an employee at Divine. And we really had a photo shoot is what we did. She was like, take it like this, take it like that.
Whoa, take it. Whoa.
Yeah, take it.
What were you taking?
Take this picture is what she said to him. And I was like, Jesus, Olin Mills, let the guy go back to work. But it was awesome. We had a good time.
As long as you took it.
It was fun, man. Yeah. You guys, I don't like the innuendo stuff you guys have been doing.
I mean, you're saying it.
Yeah, we're just making sure we're clear on what you're meaning.
I just don't like what you guys are doing. It's embarrassing, and I don't like it at all.
Whoa!
What happened?
Boobs.
Where? What?
She on our Twitter page.
Jaden's Twitter.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry,
let people know why you're yelling whoa. Okay, fine.
I guess we should start the sounder.
What sounder?
We're not doing shout-outs till
End of the, yeah. How about I run this show and you keep looking at boobies on your screen over there?
Okay.
We have Mike Rivera in the studio. Hello, Mike. How are you, buddy?
Johnny B. Thanks, guys, for having me on tonight. Really, really, really appreciate it.
I'm very excited to have you on, man. You are a guy that's been in the comedy game for a long time here in Tampa. You're part of the 25 The Life shows that Michael Murillo puts on, which means you have to be at least 25 years in the game.
35.
Oh, so, Jesus.
No, less than that. But we took time off when we started teaching.
Well, you don't look that old at all. You're very sprite, young looking. Okay, you don't look like you've been in 31 years, but you've definitely made a lot of ground and a lot of people respect you. And of course, you're a national champion because you won. Let me see if I get the title right. It was Funniest Teacher in America.
Most Hilarious Teacher in
America. Yeah, but it was The View, right?
Yeah.
God, that's huge, dude. That is cool. So awesome.
It was cool. I got to go on a couple of times, I always tell people there's not much pressure when you're America's Most Hilarious Teacher. You know, if you're America's Most Hilarious Person, you got to be really funny. But if you're like America's Funniest Teacher, you're just like basically right above Denny's Prettiest Waitress.
There's some hot girls at
Denny's.
That's
not a thing.
I mean, I think so. I'm always drunk at Denny's, so they're all pretty hot. Well, the thing is, the teachers that I respect and remember the most were always the funny teachers. Yeah. Always the teachers, and it almost made me want to go into that field. My dad was a teacher. He's retired now. He taught on the college level mainly, but he won, Teacher of the Year a couple different times because he's like an older version of me. Very funny guy.
And that's why I wrote my book, From Stand-Up Comic to Stand-Up Teacher, and it's basically talk strategies, how to be funny in the classroom.
Yeah.
And I'm doing keynotes now where I teach other teachers how to be funny and how to address like today's kids. Like, here's the thing. When we were kids, we had to be all respectful, all everything. But nowadays, you got to bring it to them first. You got to earn that street credit first. And that's how we do it. And today I brought a guest because I teach over in Pinellas.
Right.
And my buddy Rob teaches over in Hillsborough at Riverview High. So Roger Crete's here. Yeah. So if you need to talk about anything about what's going on in Hillsborough County,
right,
you haven't realized, they were supposed to get like this $4,000 raise. And they got
Yeah, we talked. We talked about this when it hit the when it hit the newswire the day of, and we were taking calls from teachers that night because obviously, you know, it should be in the forefront of the news when the people that are molding our children's minds and really our second set of parents for us aren't getting what they deserve and what they were promised. So that's huge. Rob, your perspective on this.
Yeah, I really appreciate you having us on here tonight. Yeah. And it's been a challenge over there in Hillsborough, quite honestly.
Yeah.
Teachers are really giving it their all every day. As Mike says, you know, we have a real captive audience in the classroom, and it's a lot of fun for us, but we work beyond the contract every single day.
Right.
We work before school. We work after school. We're creating lessons. We're collaborating. And quite honestly, in Hillsborough, teachers feel a little bit cheated out because we had a contract that we agreed to.
Right.
And the district is really not making good on it.
Yeah. And it's a labor of love. I have friends that have actually taken pay cuts to become teachers. I have my day job. I'm a poker dealer and we make a really comfortable living. You know, and I had a really good friend. She's a sweetheart and she was a great poker dealer. And she was going to school to be a teacher. And part of me was like, why are you doing this? You know, you're going to take a $15,000 pay cut, probably. And, you know, I already knew the answer, you know, being a child of a teacher and being friends with a lot of teachers. I know it's something that you want to do because you love
it. It's a total passion.
I coached youth football for several years when my son was playing. I never made a penny. It's all volunteer work. You guys obviously get paid for what you do. But you don't get paid what you deserve. I don't care what anybody says.
Thank you. And can't appreciate that.
It's a true story.
And we had this conversation a couple weeks ago. I said, you know, there's certain fields that really get underpaid and really get overlooked. And it's annoying and it's really a travesty. But teachers, I believe, should make as much as doctors because what you do is so important to society. It's ridiculous.
Well, thank you so much. I mean, I knew I was going to be a thousandaire when I became a public school teacher.
Right.
But I enjoy the job.
Of course.
We love it. And the kids are great, and they're listening now to you, and they've learned some new vocabulary words, but I doubt it. But the thing about it's my kids were so excited. I told them I was going to be on. They're listening. They drew pictures for you, Johnny
B. Get out of here.
And they wanted you to grade them. And they said, well, you can't mention their last names, but if they put their
name. Oh, yeah, I won't do that.
So they did these for you.
Oh,
like that.
That's very cool.
Hopefully you can.
Yeah, here, when you grab those for me, I'm going to grade them
right now
the air. This is awesome.
And they put their names on them, so that's cool.
That is cool.
You're right about it. It's like today, you know, and sometimes we get our Teacher Appreciation Week, like we do the Secret Santa thing, and I got like a lottery ticket today. And then they told me that was my 401k. Ba-dum-bum. But
that's awesome. That makes me happy. Now, wow, this is really cool. I'm going to hang these up at my house. Oh, you know what? You know who gets the best grade?
Who?
The ones that make me less fat on these drawings.
I sort of figured that, yeah.
This one right here is actually really good. I actually went to college and got my degree in art. I'm an artist. So I found out, by the way, kids, if you're listening, if you're good at drawing and you're good at painting, don't do it. There is no money in it. It's just it's worse than being an educator. Like, you will never make a living doing artwork. You just doodle while you're at the phone selling stocks or whatever makes money out there. I have a degree in art. I keep my degree in the bathroom in case I run out of toilet paper. But this drawing here.
Is that great?
That is fabulous. I like me with no nose. I like skinny me. That is really, really good. There's no name on this one. Whoever drew me in pencil and colored the hat, by the way, that's a style of art that I forget the name of, where you just put a pop of color on a black and white drawing. Very, very nice.
Yeah, they did that during their midterms today, by the way. That's not a joke.
All right. Well, if they suffer in their grades, then it's
fine.
No,
they were incredible today. And that's one part about being funny in the classroom. They will work for you.
Yes.
They feel that respect for you. But
should I mention her name? Look at it. I'm a giant water drop.
Looks like
you know, it's not their fault that I'm shaped like a mascot. But thank you so much, kid. This is awesome. I'm super fat on this one too. This is my fault. I've eaten way too much in the holidays. How adorable. I love this. These are great.
These are cool.
Thank you, Trinity. Cool. How sweet. Look at this. Somebody's got me with a microphone. These are awesome. The man, the myth, the legend. Okay.
Legend is points off for spelling.
Yeah, I saw that, but I got the point. You know, these are really, really great. This is good. This one, it looks like I'm housing my pants a little bit, but there's a jellyfish named Bob, a blue whale. His name is Steve. All right. Well, that's this kid's on acid, but I like it. I like
it
a lot.
Yeah, that was, and it was weird because if you read the back of it, read the back. What does it say?
Oh, the back says, a child from Mr. Rivera's third period. Isn't my drawing beautiful? Yeah. Question mark. You know what?
They need that affirmation.
It is beautiful. It really is. I like the purple.
Thank God you're not the destroyer of dreams right now.
No.
So
I could tell that a lot of work went into it, and it looks great.
And by the way, he's also pumping the show Wednesday night at the Improv,
of course,
which we absolutely love to death.
Yes.
And teachers, staff, and by the way, support staff. Oh, my gosh. You want to talk about people that are never get their due, right, Rob? Oh, my
Absolutely
God.
Not.
Ugh. The assistants and stuff
yes,
like that.
Yes, yes.
So we're going to have a teacher show there. We did it, like, around in May. And code word Apple, call up reservations. Teachers, your families, staff, you get in free. And Devin's going to be there. Siebold. You know
Devin Siebold. I've worked with him a few times. He is a teacher in Orlando.
So
he's hysterical.
Great show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
And we love the Improv for doing it for us.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
For teachers. So please spread it out. Check my Facebook page and just call them up for reservations.
You need this on exam week, teachers. You need to get out there and
we do.
Have a couple stiff drinks at the Improv and really see how funny teachers can
and
be.
We have like three comics in there who aren't actual teachers right now.
So good, man.
So we've got really cool.
We've got your website posted not only on the Bones Facebook page but our Facebook page as well. So you guys can go to the go to the Bones Facebook page and the Johnny B Show Facebook page. It's MikeRivera.com or comicMikeRivera.com.
Yep.
So we've got that posted.
Yeah, and again at the Improv, it's up there on
Wednesday, December 20th. That's 2 days from tonight. Yeah. You go up there and the code word Apple. If you buy online, $5 at the door. That's nothing.
Nothing.
That is nothing.
Teachers can afford that.
And Mike does a great job. He'll be holding your sides by the end of the show.
Of course he will.
We got a special teacher show, too.
Mike Rivera is one of the first guys I ever opened for when I first started out, and it was so long ago. I don't know if we – I don't remember where it was. I just remember seeing our name together. I know
was it a Larry Yig?
It probably was. I started out when I started getting paid, it was by the worst circuits in the state. And they would pay like guys before they should have been paid. I'm not going to mention names, giggles. And but it was probably probably Groucho's or one of those. But do you remember Wacky Weavers?
Yeah, with Don.
I believe it was there. Don was the guy, he was doing me a favor, but at the same time I was doing him a favor. I live in Brandon. So when I started out, the Improv was my home club, but I wasn't getting paid to be there. I was doing every open mic contest, every open mic, every workshop, all that. And Don said, hey, why don't you come in and do, 10 minutes Friday and Saturday. So I'd come in and do 10 minutes. And then the next week, he's like, do it again. I was like, all right. So I had this place to work out right next to my house. Before I know it, I was the house feature act, basically. One guy got paid, the headliner. I would go there. I was up to 20 minutes, a night. But I developed myself.
Thank God that never happens nowadays, Johnny B.
I know.
Thanks God. All the acts
everybody are being... gets paid for comedy now.
So thank God none of my students. Well, actually, we've had one. You as a teacher, you always want, a doctor,
right?
A politician, something like that.
Of course.
Not a politician, but you know what I mean. Someone cool. So you say, okay, well, who was like your most famous student that's ever made it and stuff like that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And mine was Kyle Roos. So
Kyle Roos was your student.
Kyle Roos was my student.
He was with me in Orlando last night.
I know. So that's always one of the coolest dudes of all time.
He newly engaged Kyle Roos.
Engaged?
I know. We don't want to bring that up. We just said he's smart.
I'm just saying. Ooh. Congratulations to him and his girl Lindsay.
And people always say he was basically the same, except I think his beard was longer in the eighth
grade. That's funny. He is. I was talking about that last night. He is a very aggressive, angry garden gnome of a comic, and I am a little angry and aggressive on stage at times too. So I was like, when people watch a show with us together and we get booked a lot together, because sometimes I will recommend he be my guy, the crowd's tired afterwards. They're tired, but then again, they feel better about their lives. They're like, you know what, it could be a lot worse. I could be one of those guys. So
you have to come into my class, Johnny B, one day. Promise,
I would love
promise.
To. Would I would love to do
to
that.
Meet you.
I've done a few teach-ins and things like
that.
Stuff. And actually, I went to Chamberlain High School to their Culinary Academy last year. My buddy used to be the director of the Culinary Academy there, Eric Youngs. He's a voodoo chef. He's a celebrity locally. Everybody knows him. And I got in there, and somebody asked me, and these are all high school level, 10th, 11th, 12th graders. They said, how did you know you were going to be funny? And I was like, it's funny. It kind of happened in school. because I grew up in Seminole Heights when it was still a little rougher of a neighborhood than it is. I went to Hillsborough High School. I said, back then, you know, being a fat kid growing up, I said, we used to play a game called the Dozens, which is basically you talk about each other's moms and you insult each other. And you either did that or you played basketball. And I wasn't athletic. So I became funny by necessity.
And the thing is, when my kids make me laugh, I have my little treat box. I let them get a treat.
So good.
Maybe other teachers might get upset or something like that. It's like, no, you bust me up, I'm going to laugh, and there you go. And they know that, as long as it's still in the boundaries, as they say. Now, Rob's over at Riverview, right?
Yeah, I'm at Riverview High, and I think that
go Sharks!
Home of the Sharks.
Yeah.
Creed here, and I love teaching every day. That is my stage.
We love it, yeah.
Absolutely.
Once they said, how would you describe, you know, teaching sometimes? I'd say, because you got to play to that audience, and it's a 50-minute set. So I said, it's like headlining five gigs from Hades sometimes, or six, you know, a day. Can you imagine that? And you're okay, same thing, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
And but we do it. And the kids usually get us through it. You know, it's 99% of the kids we absolutely just love. It's the 1%.
And no two shows are the same, are they?
Never the same.
You know, it's so similar to radio. I don't make nearly what I should make. 99% of the listeners are awesome, and there's 1% where that's just...
You can't reach them all.
Yeah, you know, there's always that one guy who's like, you suck, what are you doing on the radio? And I'm like, you know what, Dad? Don't tune in.
Yes.
Don't tune in. Supposed to be supportive.
Because always, you know, you have that mystique, because the kids see me on YouTube. You know, I got all my stuff, it's all...
Yeah.
And then always after, it's a big thing. It's like, oh, did you see Mr. Rivera? And then after a week, you're not that funny. But we still are.
That's awesome.
And
what subject do you teach?
I teach U.S. history.
Oh, that's a great comedian subject.
Yes, because usually they want, if you can tell something weird about someone else, that's what really entices it and things like that.
That is phenomenal.
I mean, absolutely, it's cool. And the kids, again, they're kicking massive behind on their midterm, so we're really happy about that.
Good.
But we just got to get the love for the teachers, because that's the thing. I mean, it is just, you know.
Yeah.
And by the way, we got to talk about something.
Okay.
Class size amendment.
All right.
Class size amendment.
Yes.
We have one, right? Do we really?
Well.
No.
What do you know? How many do you have in a class now? Because I know what you should have in a class.
Okay. Sometimes I'll have like up to 27, but I teach a core class.
Right.
If you teach like health, I don't think you'd want to teach health with today's kids.
No.
Sometimes they have like 35.
What?
Sometimes 40. And there's a class size, and they don't, and the thing is, the people don't. You got to spread the word. People don't know this.
So you got one CPR dummy for 35 kids?
Absolutely. And then when they have their barrier protection, which you know what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but let me tell you. Usually, if they don't get a parent's signature, they can't attend that class.
Right.
So usually the health teacher will say, can you take the following kid? So when I get them in, it reminds me back at the old Catholic school days for me.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about, so. Stress, man.
Yeah. So, we have some teachers who actually taught like 7 out of 7 because there was like a 22.
Right.
And this year, because they're like doing school size amendment.
Yeah.
It's like, so we have teachers that are teaching the same amount of kids that were getting like $4,000 more. And this year they're getting zero for it. And that's a thing that's just like, no way, man.
How much material are you getting from right inside a classroom?
I do my own 45-minute show, as Rob can tell you, because he's been to two of them on teaching.
Of course.
And I do keynotes now on teaching.
It's your life, man.
Yeah.
Like, you have to write about your life.
But it all happened within the first, after a couple of years when I did the View thing.
Yeah.
I had like 5 minutes on teaching when I won the View. And that was freaky. So it's like, they're like, oh, you're the funny teacher. Get the funny teacher material. I'm like, I better start writing.
Yeah.
And we did. So now we can headline a teacher show.
That is awesome. And that happens Wednesday, the 20th. That's 2 days from tonight. I know you don't have plans. Even if you're shopping, guess what? You go to the mall. You get out of there by 7 o'clock. You get over to the Improv. You get your seats. It is the coolest, nicest club in all of Tampa.
Absolutely.
Top 10 in the country. And I've been all over the country, as Mike has also done. And anybody will vouch for that. As a matter of fact, I read it somewhere one time. They were rating comedy clubs in one of the magazines. I don't know if it was Rolling Stone. It was one of them. And the Tampa Improv was mentioned in the rating. So get over there. $5. Code word Apple.
You get in free.
Just say Apple, for God's sake.
Teacher, staff, spread the love. Let's get it. We had a great turnout in May, but we're trying to get in for Christmas. And Devin's going to be there, who has all his YouTube board teacher stuff.
That's awesome.
So we're going to have a great time.
That is doors open at 7, 8 p.m. show. And guess what? After the show, you know what they do out front? Open mic night.
Open mic.
Yeah, so you'll see other people learning and molding and dying on stage. So go hang out. It's a great, great club. Like I said, it's my home club. They're the ones that gave me my break way back 17 years
ago. Good people.
Yeah, they're, it's my place. So go over there. Support Mike Rivera. Rob, thank you so much for being here too, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
You're the man. Anytime you guys want to come on,
anytime
please
anytime you have a question.
Yes.
We're the guys.
Education?
Yes, please.
You're my go-to.
Thank you.
And hopefully I can get you guys back on if there's any development or anything else, or just come on to hang out.
Thank you.
Appreciate
so much.
It.
Happy to be here.
Mike Rivera, everybody.
Say hi to my kids.
Yes. Hi, kids. Thanks thanks for the drawings and the painting, the coloring. I got to tell you, it made my week. I'm not just saying it to be corny. I'm going to hang those up on my Christmas tree. Very, very. Even the ones that made me look 700 pounds. It's my fault. I'm going to hang them up in my house, and I bet my girlfriend cries when she sees them. So.
Thank you. What you do for teachers and staff.
Yep. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you very
you
much.
Thank you.
All righty.
Hey, thank you guys Riverview. Very much.
Yeah. Shout out Riverview and Osceola. Yeah.
Home of the Chiefs.